Parking without a valid permit in disabled drivers' spaces, it rightly causes anger, annoyance and irritation. Now the Disabled Drivers Association is highlighting the impact that this type of illegal parking is having on the people who need those spaces. Aaron McElroy reports.
On a wet afternoon in Edenderry, County Offaly, parking spaces are at a premium. Accessible bays even more so.
Can't get into it.
And there's one here.
Yeah, no badge.
John McFarlane is a wheelchair user. He and his wife Mary are going to the post office, with the nearest accessible space being used by another permit holder and others too tight to get into safely. They use alternative on-street parking, but that has its own challenges.
You have to go out, take your life in your hands, go outside of the pavement, into the oncoming traffic, to go around to get a space to go up. So it's a bit awkward.
As Mary explains, the other thing she could have done isn't a viable solution.
Half of the time it's easier for him to give it to me and me to just go and do it, which of course is actually taken away from his independence.
The Disabled Drivers Association of Ireland's new campaign is highlighting how vital accessible parking bays are for disabled drivers and passengers. Richard Ryder is the association's communications and marketing manager.
There's no excuses, in our opinion, good enough when parking in a wheelchair accessible bay. So we're just calling on people, you know, to not do it. I think this is an issue that's continuously people have to be reminded about it, because it doesn't seem to be getting any better. People don't seem to be listening.
As well as increased public awareness, the Disabled Drivers Association of Ireland is also calling for greater enforcement from Gardaí, local authorities and private car park operators. Inspector Peter Woods from the Dublin Metropolitan Regional Roads Policing Division helped start Operation Enable, a multi-agency operation to monitor the use of accessible parking spaces. Since 2017, Gardaí have been clamping down on parking offences in accessible bays and the misuse of disabled parking permits.
In terms of the misuse of spaces, that kind of comes and goes in phases. You know, for a while it's good, but then as things get busier in towns and city centres, it can start to get bad again. But it's something we keep an eye on constantly. For parking in a disabled parking bay without a permit, the fixed charge notice is €150. And that, if that's not paid within 28 days, that increases to €300. So it's quite a substantial penalty.
Back home after the post office, John reiterated the importance of this enforcement to keep the spaces free for those who need them.
Blue badge spots are there for a reason. They are there to enable people to live lives with dignity and independence. Now, as far as I'm concerned, anybody who parks in them without the right permission is actually obstructing people in their daily lives.
And that was John McFarlane ending that report from Aaron McElroy.